Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I don't know about you, but I am really worried and concerned about the midterms. You would think that a party that is looking to overturn Roe versus Wade and, you know, looking to propose a raising of the minimum wage, embracing more tax cuts for the wealthy, and not allowing, in the face of all of the carnage, serious gun legislation. You would think that there's no way a party that is representing those types of views would have any chance whatsoever of taking over the House and the Senate. At any other given time, with that kind of baggage, there would be no way possible that a party that represents those things that I just mentioned would have any chance whatsoever of taking over the House and the Senate. But today, that's almost a reality. I think people are preparing. I know that those of us who pay attention to that know that you would think that that would be a long shot for anyone on the right to somehow be in a position of power and leadership when people know what they are. You know, and I left out another issue. They are looking to make changes to Social Security. And you would think anybody who would even talk about making adjustments to Social Security with the elders, that's usually the kiss of death. But today, in today's world, these people have a chance of taking over control of the House and the Senate. And so what can Democrats do, if anything? Is it too late? Democrats need to man up. They have got to do something of consequence. You know, they've got to show some leadership. Listen, I get it. Joe Biden is out talking about, you know, how things, the economy grew, all the jobs that were created under his leadership, under his watch, you know, more jobs than ever in the history. I hate to say it, that's not going to be enough to talk about the jobs that you created when gas is $5.25 a gallon. When we know the recession is on its way, when we know that, you know, the interest rates are rising, when we know inflation is at a 40-year high, I don't, you know, you got to come up with something. And you can't tell me with all the Democrats that there are that they can't figure something out that will prevent Republicans taking control over the House and the Senate. And I don't want to even begin to think about what that's going to look like. The people who are going to vote for them clearly don't know any better. They're cutting their own throats. Because, as I stated, overturning Roe versus Wade, opposed to minimum wage increases, offering even more tax breaks for the wealthy, not even allowing real conversation and dialogue about, you know, gun legislation, talking about changing Social Security and Medicare for the worse. I mean, why would you or why would anybody in their right minds vote for people who you know are going to be cutting your throat? I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. But I do know it is foolhardy for people who are going to vote Republican in the face of all of these horrific things that they're talking about. Sam, who do we have on the line?
L.A. Tom's calling.
Hey, L.A. Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, ultimately. And the Republicans are the pro-death party. See the difference? For any conservative listeners out there, you see the difference? We actually critique the President of the United States. We actually sit here and we will actually push back and say he's doing this not in the right way. You guys march all lockstep, you know, basically right to the concentration camp, if you want to put it that way. I hope that you guys see that, you know, that's what we do. We're honest about the fact that Joe Biden hasn't been the most perfect president. You look at what Joe Biden needs to do. Is Joe Biden, I don't understand why it is that Joe Biden's the only one that's speaking up about, I mean, I'm happy, honestly, that he's starting to talk a little bit about, you know, how many jobs he's created or whatever. But where's the backup? Where is the team, the messaging team? Where is the team that's sitting out there like you, Earl, and talking about, hey, damn it all, we're going to lose Social Security.
Yeah.
If Joe Biden has done anything, I mean, in California the other day, he finally started talking about the oil companies getting record profits and all that, and talking about how there's so many different places where they could be drilling for oil right now here in the United States on federal lands, and they're not doing it. You know, this is just, it's crazy because I feel like he's on an island by himself. I feel like there's nobody that has a clear message of the rest of, you know, the people in Congress, the people in his cabinet. You know, it's like Joe Biden. That's a Biden way. That's a Biden
so,
win.
So
no,
listen.
It's an American people win.
So we can add to the climate crisis that Republicans, health care issues that the Republicans don't want to support, housing issues, on and on and on. Yeah, on and on and on. All of those things that should add up and people should say, why would we, knowing what those people stand for, we're going to vote for them anyway. What is that? Is that because... And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
We have a bunch of, Earl, we have a bunch of infantile adults is what we have. Because we got all these people. No one's going to take away my rights. No one's going to do this to me. You know what I mean? It's like, grow up.
Well listen,
responsibility
Tom.
Behind what you do.
Tom, I have to tell you that at the root of this is pushback from white middle class America, who in the face of all of these things, they are still looking to support, you know, Donald Trump and all of that foolishness, and they're mad and they're angry and they're blaming the wrong people. You know,
wrong people. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and
in the Democrats and against the Democrats, you know, they need to start speaking out. Look, there's a problem in this country. It's called money in politics. There's a problem in this country. It's called lobbyists. There are more lobbyists in Washington, D.C. than we actually have congresspeople. These people, everything that happens goes right back to who's getting paid, who's getting rich, and who actually needs money to run for office. It's all about money in politics. You take money out of politics, and all of a sudden you return government back to the people.
Listen, I'm in agreement with you on the money in politics. Everybody is aware of that. But again,
I don't think they are, Earl. But again, though, I don't
for the life of me understand why you are looking, knowing what conservatives and what Republicans stand for. No, you know that going in. And you want to vote for them anyway. So, at least it's not Joe Biden. Well, what did Joe Biden do to you? Well, he created the inflation. He created this. If you knew the truth, you would know that this is all over the world. And if they want to know
the real problem with Joe Biden, it's that Joe Biden probably is bought out by industry as well. I mean,
well, there's no question.
Give me a break.
There's no question he's bought off by industry. That's the country we live in. Right.
Yeah. I mean, and I wanted to comment really quickly about the young kids. The problem with all of this going on with the video games and all is because we don't put money into after school programs. We don't put money into sports, athletics, things that actually with these kids that have all this energy. And like you said, they said they're bored. Give them something to do.
Well, because and we know that works because it worked for you and I.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is not rocket science. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.